Well, good evening, everybody. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for our weekly show on Brighteon TV, The Tenpenny Files on Your Health. You know, for the last 23 years now, I've been literally given thousands of interviews on radio, TV, podcasts, live conferences, seminars, and almost all my information was on one way or another had to do with vaccines. But as a trained emergency medicine physician and an integrative physician for the last 20-some years, it has a large practice in Cleveland, Ohio, there's so many other things that we can talk about. So this is an educational show that I hope to bring you valuable information and a lot of information on your health. So tonight, we have a special guest, Anne Vandersteel, one of the premier investigative journalists in America. She is currently touring the southern border and will giving us a live update of what she's seeing and hearing. You won't want to miss this. When we were talking about this before the show, boy, does she have some stories to tell. We'll be right back after this commercial. Sit tight. You don't want to miss this.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body's vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Anne Vandersteel is one of the premier investigative journalists within conservatism. Anne is a daughter of the American Revolution, DAR, and she has been studying the Constitution and conservative activism, and she feels that this is her civic duty. Her career as a media journalist began on a podcast in 2016 called Your Voice America. Before censorship, the show had 300,000 live viewers every night. In 2017, Anne started her own show called Steel Truth, which ran through 2022 until she moved over here at Brighteon TV, where she's been delivering nightly news on a show called Right Now with Anne Vandersteel. Anne's professional background also includes spearheading advanced technology projects from start to finish. Her ability to track social media influencers and leveraging intel to effectively analyze and report current events has made her a powerful voice on social media, and a powerful voice not just on social media, a power voice like all across America. And welcome to the Tenpenny Files on Your Health. I'm so excited to have you here, and I'm super excited for the boots on the ground reporting of what you're doing on the southern border. But before you start telling us about this, tell our viewers, how did you decide to take on this project? It's pretty monumental. What was the impetus to get started?
Well, thank you, Dr. Tenpenny, for having me on as a guest. Really appreciate it. Your work is bar none the best out there when it comes to physicians offering advice. And I want just to extend my deep gratitude and also my humble, I'm humble that you have taken the position you have and you're fighting out there on behalf of all physicians that have spoken out against the regime in power, and that you are continuing to fight on. So we don't look at anything that they're putting you through as nothing more than just a badge of honor, and you are leading the charge. So thank you for the courage that you've extended to all of us. My reason for doing this border trip is very simple. There's a phenomenal war correspondent. I would consider him up there in terms of correspondence to equate him to your level of professionalism. His name is Michael Yon. I met him right after January 6th in Washington, D.C., when I was down there for 3 weeks covering what was happening as the true insurrection occurred on November 3rd, and the response came on January 6th. And Michael Yon and I became friends. I've had him on as a guest on the show a lot. He is bar none the leading war correspondent, and he goes wherever the war is and wherever the precursors for war are. And when he shows up into your neck of the woods, that's usually when you want to run, because that means something bad is happening. And I told him a long time ago, as he visits Darien Gap down in Panama, where a lot of the migrational flow comes through and also originates to come up here into the United States. I said, Michael, I'd like to do a trip with you along the border at some point. So when he called last month and said, Ann, let's do that trip, I said, I'm in. We'll figure it out. So I've set everything aside to come down to the border with Michael to really report on the migration flow. But it's more than just the migrants coming across. It's all of the downstream carnage that's coming with it, in addition to the money flow, and also the set-asides that the World Economic Forum is guiding governors like Abbott and encouraging the growth of these colonias, these cities that we're seeing pop up all over Texas. One in particular that we uncovered in Houston, a suburb of Houston, not far from the Woodlands, which is a very wealthy community, housing up to 200,000 illegal migrants in the community in what I would consider substandard conditions, including MS-13 gang symbols spray painted on their trailers in which they live in. But oddly enough, just on the outskirts of the community and servicing that same community are three state-of-the-art, brand new public schools, what you would call indoctrination camps. And if you're a child that is of an immigrant that's living in slumlord conditions, you're probably going to want to stay in school all day and be indoctrinated, because that's where the cool kids are and that's where the cool stuff is happening. So really quite startling to see this. You fly over it, you take a helicopter up, and you get a bird's eye view on something that's about 40 square miles in size. And Abbott, who is encouraging growth and bragging about safety in cities in Texas, bragging about tax receipts going up while they're lowering property taxes, is looking the other way when developers like Trey Harris are lining his Abbott coffers with $1.4 million while he develops colonias that'll house illegal immigrants. So you have to question the sincerity of the border that Abbott says he's protecting when he's leaving it wide open. And Dr. Tenpenny, rest assured, he closed that border during COVID. I mean, we shut it all down, did we not, as the country? So that border was closed during COVID. And why we're not closing it when we have diseases far worse than COVID coming in with the migrants tells you exactly what you need to know. Governor Abbott is a World Economic Forum stooge, and he wants the open border migration flow. So that was the beginning of our trip, and there's so much more to talk about.
Well, yeah, I mean, are there any governors, Ann? I mean, are there any that aren't World Economic Forum stooges? I mean, you know, DeSantis seems to do some pretty good things for Florida, but I don't trust all the backdrop of who supports him. And, you know, I think Trump tried to do a good job, but I'm not sure that he's lily white either. So are there any governors in the entire country? I mean, I'm worried about now what's happening in Hawaii. You know, what's happening out there with their governorship making this into a 15-minute island, the first one to be the example for the other island continents of the world. I mean, are there any in your investigation? Is there anybody that's in our government that is for the people, by the people, with the people?
You know, Dr. Tenpenny, every time I feel like we get one, for instance, I live in Florida. I've lived in Florida most of my life. And when I actually helped, you know, campaign for Governor DeSantis, I was at the supervisor of elections office in Fort Lauderdale and Broward County during those 10 days when we were fighting to see, you know, who was going to win. And we were walking the front unfold with Andrew Gillum. I was there when we were, you know, catching the chain of custody being cut, the little cords that kept all the ballot boxes shut. We found them all open all over the place. I mean, I really wanted to see Governor DeSantis succeed and be successful. And he did a lot of great things. And of course, when COVID came, he had a couple of missteps. He closed the beaches, which we all thought was ridiculous. You're a doctor, you know, you need vitamin D and fresh air. What we're learning about Governor DeSantis is disheartening. Of course, his position on the COVID protocols, the CDC's remdesivir and ventilator protocols, and giving air cover and protection to the hospital systems and to physicians and physician offices that are pushing those same COVID protocols, which the WHO in 2018 and 2019 trialing remdesivir realized it was a death protocol and shut it down and said, we'll never keep that drug in our billfold of a useful tools. Fauci lied and covered it up and pushed it. So you now have Governor DeSantis, which clearly has what I would consider to be a good Surgeon General, telling him these things. And Governor DeSantis is giving air cover, saying, listen, Mr. or Mrs. Hospital, if you want to write the death protocol and prescribe it to your patients, you won't be held liable because the CDC says so. Well, since when does an independent state under the 10th Amendment have to listen to what an unelected bureaucrat at an agency that was never chartered by our Constitution, the CDC, and all the other agencies for that matter? Why do we even listen to this? Why do we accept this as law? It's not. So, you know, I really have issue with Governor DeSantis on that and several other things. He's allowed the age of, carrying a license for a gun to go up to 21. You know, he signed into law a few things that are quite questionable. And of course, when you look at him standing up there being inaugurated again, and Jeb Bush is right over his shoulder and he's getting advice from Karl Rove, you now know the problem. He's nothing more than another rhino, but he's dressed up in a MAGA flag. And clearly that was all a sham too, because everything he said about President Trump, he's now throwing out the window. And again, I'm not going to sit here and stump for Trump. That's not what this is about right now. I do support him, but I'm just coloring the picture as I see it when it comes to DeSantis and Abbott. They have another agenda, and it's not the one that's in the best interest of the people. And, you know, we really do need to atone for our sins, Dr. Tenpenny. We have not done our civic duty as demanded by our founding fathers' papers. And people need to pick it up and read it. Read it. Read your Declaration of Independence. Read the Constitution. And understand this is not written in legalese. This is simple stuff. But people don't want to be bothered to do the job because they're listening to authorities that really have no authority over them. You know, the IRS has zero authority over a living free man or woman. That's a big fat zero. There is no law that says you have to pay taxes. The 16th Amendment was passed in the dark of night, and it's not even an amendment that applies to people. It applies to corporations. So there's so much that people don't know that needs to be unpacked, starting at the border, where the face of the electorate is getting changed on a daily basis as men and women are coming across with small children and unaccompanied minors all over the place, men trafficking children in here, Catholic charities partnering with the Customs and Border Protection, i.e. your federal government, to move the merchandise through the system. This has all got to be exposed so people finally will get a little outrage. But I don't know if Sound of Freedom has even made them outraged enough to want to change what's happening.
Yeah, I think that I think that's well said, and I agree 100% with everything that you just said. And I think that, you know, part of the issue is that I think people are discouraged. I think that everybody was all rallied up. I mean, look at the size of those Trump rallies, at those MAGA rallies. We'd never seen anything like that, at least not in our lifetime, maybe right. Ever in the history of the country, where tens of thousands of people would turn out and they were all fired up. And then we got our election stolen. And then there's January 6th. And now people are afraid to go out and do anything because the people that know that it was a setup feel like, well, other people can get set up just the same thing. And I think that a lot of, now that we're into the third, going into the fourth year of all of this, I think there is a sense of there's a righteous indignation that people have, but at the same time they're like, well, what good is it? I mean, we've exposed everything, the lies, the fraud, the money, the, you know, everything that's happened inside of the health system. I can't call it healthcare, inside of government, and on and on and on. Briefs as long as both arms and all the different things that have happened at the FBI and the DOJ and the things that haven't happened. And I think people are like, well, what else do we have? We haven't seen anything. We haven't seen anything that looks like nobody's been arrested. Nobody's even been fired from their job, even been fired. And so how do we reinstill in the people that we have to stay in the game, and not only stay in the game, but ramp it up a bit?
Well, that's a great question. To get people to want to stay in the game, they have to actually see a path forward. And right now, people don't have a path forward. They see the economy collapsing. If they're paying attention to the news, they're going to the grocery store and they're realizing they're paying $10 a pound for steak, $9 a pound for ground chuck, green peppers for $2.70, and that's not even organic per pepper. $5 for a pepper in Florida, where we grow the bloody things. I mean, inflation is out of control. We're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. We have homeless people all in the streets. Nobody sees the federal government doing anything to help them. I don't see the state governments doing anything to help their people. I don't see government, period, doing anything to help the people that live in this country, that have made this country. We built this country. Instead, we're importing more people that are a burden on the system, that don't have a hope in heck for a job down here, anywhere for that matter, and they're being trafficked. You know, one of the stories, and I'm going to come back to your question, but one of the stories that we're working on is a massive whistleblower that came forward, a federal whistleblower, that is exposing the non-governmental organizations that are taking billions of dollars from the federal government and are funding the coyotes that are bringing through the cartels these women and children, separating these children from the women or wherever they came from, and housing thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of illegal children all over this country in warehouses, akin to concentration camps. And they keep these kids in there as long as possible until they're 18 and age out, because they're making a ton of money per child. Some of these organizations are making $250 million per month housing these children. Per month, Dr. Tenpenny. And that's just one organization. There's over 10 big ones in the country that have tons of locations all over the country. 20 in Texas alone. I mean, it's just obscene what's happening. So how do we give them hope? They need to understand how simple it is to govern. You know, the government has made this so confusing. You have the Constitution, which is the law, and it's what protects us right here. It's the people's, right? That's our juris, that's our diction, that's our language, and that's our place where we can conduct law and order on the Constitution and Article III courts. The administrative law, the admiralty law, that is for the government, that is for commerce, that is not for people, that is to regulate and manage the government. So when they're screwing up, they get adjudicated in admiralty courts, people get adjudicated in constitutional and Article One or Article Three courts versus the Article One courts for the government. And the problem is the people don't understand what I'm saying when I say it. So we need to figure out how to distill this and make it very simple. And I want to call attention to an organization that I've been talking about a lot. Scott McKay's been talking about it. Mel Kay is starting to talk about it. And others, now that I'm talking about it, are calling out tacticalcivics.com. This is a godly-based organization of people that are looking at the Constitution, and they're boiling down into simple principles. How do we get skin in the game, and how do we get justice? And right now, nobody feels like there's any justice because the Justice Department doesn't even offer justice. It's nothing but a fraud and a face to protect the criminals in Congress right now and in the administration, which we seem to not be able to get our hands on. Tactical Civics teaches a couple of things. Well, they teach a lot, but basically my add water and stir recipe, Dr. Tenpenny, to get justice is this. They teach you how to stand up citizen grand juries. They teach you how to gather the evidence or have the evidence brought to the citizen grand jury, weigh the evidence, and level an indictment. And that indictment is delivered to your sheriff. If your sheriff chooses not to actually act on the arrest because they're more concerned with their paycheck from their corporate county for whom they work, forgetting they work for the people, then you need to have what's called your Second Amendment militias. These are constitutionally protected entities that are allowed to operate in self-defense to protect and defend the people. These militias have the same power as your elected sheriff, and they can make the arrest. This is about the people doing the business of the people, the government. And this is how we have to work together, Dr. Tenpenny. And Tactical Civics has stood up 600 chapters in 600 counties in the last year and a half. It's taking off like crazy. These guys, like I said, are extremely, everything is rooted in religion, which of course we know our Constitution is as well. This, you know, our Founding Fathers' papers were drafted based on the Bible, which is your foundational law book, land, air, water. He gave us dominion over all three. Your land is your Constitution, your air is your ecclesiastical or trust law, and your water is your admiralty or administrative law. That's what God designed, and we just need to live by that design. So, Dr. Tenpenny, I mean, if you're looking for a roadmap and for your audience, I would encourage them to go to tacticalcivics.com. And I don't get paid to say that, just in case anybody's wondering. These are people I fully believe in, and I endorse what they're doing, and I've read their books. David Zuniga has really sort of the guy behind this, and he's got an incredible team, but he's written some great books, and he lays it all out. It's so simple. And so we need to just sort of, you know, we need to rally around simple concepts, and it's locally based. So you're doing this at the local level.
There's 600 counties, you said, that they've set these up in their communities?
Yep, 600 counties. They have a...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they really are taking off, and people are adopting this rather quickly because it is so simple. And when you read the foundational principles, you're like, that makes sense. Why does it seem so complicated? Why does government have all these layers? I mean, have you ever walked into your county building and looked around at all the departments and go, what on earth goes on in here? I mean, do we really need all of that? Look at the Department of Education. It's destroyed our children. You know, look at every agency. Look at the EPA. We've got, trains spilling toxic waste everywhere. We've got chemtrails in the air, poison in our food. The FDA is poisoning us. The CDC is lying and poisoning us. I mean, the list goes on. Fauci made $325 million on COVID, really, for pushing the vaccine that poisoned 5.5 billion people around the world. This is the sickness of public-private partnerships. You can't have fascism like that, where corporations and government come together. You know, that corporate shell that we have, that, when you start a business, they go, oh, you got to set up an LLC so you can protect yourself. Well, the government has that same corporate veil over them, and they're protected. That's why we can't go after these people that are behind the corporate veil, pulling all the levers and doing all the dirty work that are resulting in the deaths of Americans. We don't have that luxury because of the corporate construct. So there's a lot we need to take down, but tactical civics breaks it down simply and allows people to start to think of, okay, how do we get justice? And that's what I think we're all looking for.
Well, I can't wait to pull that up and start looking at it myself because there's a couple of fairly active people in my community here that have that I think that I could not be the leader of this. I have too many things on my plate, but I'm happy. I don't want to be the lead pony, but I'm happy to be on the team. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes when you're the leader all the time in what you do, everybody thinks you to be the leader in everything you do.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a whole, sometimes what you need to do is you need to follow the leader. You need to be the person behind. And that video that came out, like, I don't know how many years ago it was now, about it was a four it was how to build a movement in 4 minutes. And it showed these guys on the hill. You remember that video? These guys that were sitting up on the hill, that they were listening to a rock band concert,
One guy
and
got
one
up and
guy
danced.
ran down and started acting really silly and stupid, and then the second guy came. And the moral of that video, for those that you haven't watched it, you can go out to YouTube and put in shirtless dancing guy is the name of that video. It's probably had it, the last time I looked at it, which was a while ago, it had already had like 10 million views or something. And it's the moral of the story of that bit is it's not the first crazy guy that's out there putting himself at risk and being the lead. It's the second guy. It's the first follower that makes everybody else go, huh, look at that guy. He's willing to go out there and be with the crazy person. And
Right.
then the third guy came, and then at the end of the video, everybody ran down off the hill to follow him. You know, so everybody thinks it's the leader, and sometimes it's the first follower, it's the next couple people along the way.
That's
So
right.
as I was saying, in something like this, I don't want to be the leader, but I'm happy to be a follower and to somebody say, here, go do this, and I'll say, okay.
Well,
That's what I need to do.
tacticalcivics.com. I mean, they have incredible, they meet several times a week by Zoom calls. They talk about all this stuff, and it's just a lovely group of people that are very serious about saving our country and returning to the Constitution and simplifying this nonsense we have. So, Dr. Tempany, they were already leading. You could just definitely be one of the followers.
To go find somebody to follow. And it's close to my neighborhood. You know, it's around here in this direction. Yeah, that's really great information. That's really, really good news and really great information to encourage people to get boots on the ground and get active and do something in your local community. Because really, it's the only thing that really matters. You know, national elections really don't matter, you know, really. I mean, if you think that walking into a little booth and pushing a button or marking a box once every 4 years and they can actually change the data now as they feel, as they see fit, is really going to make a difference, it really doesn't. It's really what's happening at your local school board, at your local city council meetings, in your own police departments, you know, your local sheriff, of where we need to make action and make connection with them.
That's right. That's right. Local action has a national impact. General Flynn says it all the time. And that's one of the reasons we're down here on the border, where we were supposed to be heading west towards California. We were planning on making our way all the way through to the California border. But because this federal whistleblower, who has taken a national position to blow the whistle on these non-governmental organizations, 10 of them to be clear, we had to pivot. But I know we're coming up on a hard break, so I'll let you throw it to break.
Yeah, so we're going to throw it to break, as Anne says, because she does her own show here on Bright Answers. She knows how that works. So we're going to a two-minute commercial break. When she comes back, we're going to hear about the whistleblowers that have disrupted what they're trying to do down on the border to report to us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm sure that you were excited about all the things that Anne was talking about. Anne Vandersteel, who's my guest tonight on the first part of this, about some hopeful things going forward with an organization called TacticalCivics.com. Go and start setting up things, learning about this, and building your resistance with boots on the ground. Now, as we come back for the second half of the show, I want Anne to go into the details about what's happening down there on the border. And she left us with a cliffhanger right before the break about a whistleblower that has sort of stopped a lot of things. Anne, welcome back. Why don't you pick up where you left off on that last statement?
Certainly. So again, thank you for the opportunity here. We were given the name of a gentleman by the name of Carlos Arellano, who is a federal whistleblower. He has worked in the NGO business of various different non-governmental organizations in these facilities that house migrant children since 2015. So for the past 8 years, that has been the work that he has done. In fact, his last job, he was over a facility in New York City that had over 5,000 migrants living in the building, families, men, women, children, etc. And what he witnessed while he was employed, not only there, but throughout his tenure of employment at Southwest Key Properties, or SLS, or MVM. These are just some of the names of the NGOs that he worked for. He witnessed children being lost, children being handed off to the incorrect individual that was not the proper receiving, quote, sponsor when they got to airports or delivering them to homes. He witnessed children that didn't want to be there, children that clearly had been lured or groomed out of their home country and brought into the United States to be basically put into these concentration camps. He had 12-year-old girls who had brand new babies that didn't even know how to be a mother, being moved and shuttled around with babies crying and no way to give the baby any sort of a comfort. And the young mother seemingly staring off into space, not knowing how to handle what she has, you know, what she's got in front of her. The stories go on and on. They're horrific. But the reason that we're doing this is not just because we're here to save the children. We're here to save our country, which is being impacted by the policies of a regime that is being funded by these same NGOs that are cycling the federal money through them to pay cartels, to import these children, to pay lobbyists, to pay our congressmen, to keep the policies the way they are through legislation, and keep that cycle going over and over. You wonder how a congressman who comes in making $175,000 a year walks out in 5 years as a multimillionaire. Well, when you have one of these 10 NGOs making $250 million per month, you wonder where that money can go and who it can fund and how they can become so wealthy. Well, start to look at members of Congress. And this is what we're doing, Dr. Tenpenny. We're going to start to map out all of these NGOs, all the members of the leadership team in these NGOs. And we're going to start to look and see, where are they donating their money? To whom are they sending their campaign contributions? That will start to tell you a story about who also is involved in making sure that the legislation leans in the direction that continues to leave the border open and encourage people coming across, specifically the young children. So, you know, some of the things that Carlos told us were highly disturbing. You know, rapes on a daily basis in these facilities. Fights were on the regular. the you know, it's the people that were controlling some of the higher ups in some of these organizations subcontract everything out. So while they are the prime contractor to the federal government taking in the big money, they had a lot of different subcontractors underneath them. So they could constantly point the finger at one of the subcontractors if something happened. Oh, that wasn't us, that was my subcontractor. So they operate without impunity on top of all this. But what's more disturbing is that Carlos acted as a chaperone in addition to running some of these big facilities, where he would take children, females and males, teenagers, sleep in the same room with them, and you know, which nothing could possibly go wrong doing that. But as he's delivering them to not only other facilities, sometimes under the dark of night, Dr. Tenpenny, they delivered these children into the homes of individuals at 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, where no neighbor could see what was going on, only to find out that the reunification of the child and that sponsor, that wasn't a reunification. That was a handoff to somebody who's getting paid to watch God knows how many children in their house. So this is sort of a, it reminds me of the CPS model, right? Where they have foster parents that are on the payroll of the government because they're getting money to foster these kids. They're making lots and lots of money. It seems somewhat similar, but at the same token, these children at that point, once they're put off into another person's responsibility, they're lost. They're unaccounted for. There's no tracking. Nobody knows what happens. And this happens over and over and over again. And, you know, we have to stop this. This is not how a human being is supposed to be treated. And gosh, the federal government, our government, shouldn't have a hand in this at all. We should never be involved in any of this.
Yeah, there's a stat that I use. There's a slide deck that I'm using kind of as my standard presentation for this fall. It's called, you know, the 10 reasons to stay in the game, you know, and the things you need to fight for. And one of them is about stopping this human trafficking. And I think the stats on that page are about these children, they are reported to the FBI missing children's list. It's got a specific name. And it was in 2021, that there were like 323,000 kids on that list. And 2 years later, there's like 257,000 kids on that list. And so there's an extra 20,000 kids over 2 years that have gone missing and will never really be seen again. They're not going to be seen alive for the vast majority of them. And when Jim Caviezel says at the end of that, you know, Voice Sound of Freedom film, this is $150 billion a year industry, which is more money than the collective of all of the airlines put together of what their revenues are for a year. It's, you know, to give that number some relativity, I mean, that's just staggering that there's that many evil, deceitful, awful human beings that want to enslave, rape, all the other horrible things that they do to children.
You know, one of the things that has really struck me, Dr. Tenpenny, when I've been down here going up and down the border, and we've run operations now that go till 6, 7 in the morning. We've stayed out all night. We've witnessed Customs and Border Protection working hand in hand with Catholic Charities, escorting these children in the dark of night, where we were told by police that we needed to get off public property because Catholic Charities stood up security guards and called cops on us saying we were trespassing because they didn't want us to see young adult males with small children hand in hand walking a half a mile to a Customs and Border Protection checkpoint where they would be processed and Catholic Charities would receive them. They didn't want this. They didn't want the public to be made aware of this. But in addition to seeing all that, the level of poverty around the border, the abject poverty everywhere you look, especially around where these Customs and Border Protection agents are setting up makeshift receiving stations, is so overwhelming. And I look across the Rio Grande, which in some points you can just walk across. The water is only 18 inches deep, right? And I look across the water and Mexico looks better than the U.S. And you talk to farmers who have generational farms, you know, three generations of farming, thousands and thousands of acres. They grow major produce that gets shipped to major retail stores all over the country. And they are saying, you know, we aren't getting the support we need from our government. They want to pave over us because they're building out the international bridge and they want to start buying the produce from Mexico and basically ship our food security over to the Mexicans. You have to begin to wonder whose side is the federal government and the state government really on, because food security is a national security issue. If we don't have food here and we go to famine, how are we going to defend ourselves if we're invaded, kind of like the invasion we're witnessing right now? So it's everywhere you look, this border crisis, has major downstream carnage. And one of the things that we didn't get a chance to talk about, and this is right up your alley, Dr. Tenpenny, is multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. Are you hearing about new strains of this coming in into the U.S.?
No, I really haven't. I mean, a while back I did, but not like on an ongoing basis, but that doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, we spoke with Dr. Michael Vickers, and he is formerly with the Texas Agricultural Commission. He's one of Texas's leading veterinarians, and he is reporting that he is seeing multi-drug resistant TB coming in with the migrants, and as a zoonotic disease, it can jump from human to animal and back again. So these migrants that come in and get the jobs working in the dairy cattle or in a beef cattle are spreading TB. A lot of times they're asymptomatic. They're spreading it to the cattle. And so you have herds of cattle by the tens of thousands that are being slaughtered, not only here in Texas, but across the country. Texas being the most hard hit because it's the first stop for these migrants. But that's putting Texas in jeopardy of losing their TB-free status, which would hurt their agricultural GDP by about $18 billion if they don't, you know, get a handle on this. So this is really rather staggering what's happening. In addition to just the children being sick, drug-resistant tuberculosis is right up there with yellow fever and dengue virus. I mean, that's a serious disease. It makes COVID look like a case of the sniffles. So, and again, why isn't Abbott shutting the border? I mean, Dr. Tenpenny, is there a reason why you can think Abbott would not shut the border for TB and for an invasion, but leave it and but close it for COVID, which we now know to be a scam?
You know, I've often wondered, you know, it's two sides of the same coin. You know, is it follow the money? Is it always follow the money? Or is there some level of threat that's behind it, like threat to their family, threat to their lives, threat to their children or their grandchildren, you know, the threat of that thing that's like, we know where you live sort of issue. Or is it a combination of the two? I mean, do they get threatened and then now that they're already in fear, it's okay for them to take the money. And now once they've been paid off, now they're bought. And they've probably got pictures and videos for blackmail type material. I'm wondering if there's no way out for them. You know, it's almost like you have to do the truth and reconciliation things that like what happened in South Africa when they tried to move through apartheid, where people could come forward and have a safe place to confess their sins, so to speak, you know, in order to be able to do that. I don't think the country's ready for that yet, but I do wonder how are we going to get out of this if we don't give them a way out, because the only other option is revolution and tribunals and public hangings.
Right. Well, I do believe that people should be given an opportunity to confess and hopefully get some sort of, respite from being totally prosecuted and persecuted. But people like Dr. Fauci,
put to death, you know, right?
Right, so. Right, exactly. I don't think Dr. Fauci should be given an inch, to be honest, because he knew exactly what he was doing and he lied. He's lied from day one. I knew he lied when I was sitting in bed with COVID in March of 2020, and he met and Dr. Zelenko had sent a letter to President Trump about hydroxychloroquine. I immediately looked it up and saw NIH had approved it to treat SARS in 2005. It was chloroquine was efficacious in treating that. So I'm like, why would you lie about this? And then I realized, oh, wait a minute, he's making money. That's why he's going to lie about it. And now the truth comes out, right? Hindsight's 2020. So, We definitely need to figure out how to deal with all of these people. But again, we have to look at the agenda. You got to look at the big picture. We have to understand who these people are and why they're doing it. And I believe that you've done a great job of talking about the World Economic Forum on your shows before. You've talked about the fact that, you know, their agenda is not of a godly one. They don't love man. They don't believe in God. So there go. They want to reduce us. They want to reduce the number of men and women on the planet. They want to replace us with artificial intelligence. They've got the replacement population coming in over the border right now as we speak. And that's replacement forced labor, migrant workers, in addition to sex trades, child sex trafficking. And then, of course, far worse things that they do to the children that I won't say on your show. But let's just say they get sold out for parts and let your imagination run wild. So it's really just such a horrific industry. And, you know, to know that our government is playing a massive role in basically financing this, ultimately they're financing this with the subsidies to these NGOs, we have to at some point decide to atone for the sin of not, you know, allowing this to happen on our watch. And I think our country is getting closer, but Dr. Tenpenny, I also caution you and I say, as much as we believe it's about the children and the children will wake everybody up, it's going to be the wallet that wakes everybody up. Remember when President Trump controlled world peace through trade deals and holding countries accountable with the wallet, NATO with the wallet? I believe that when the banks collapse, that's when people are going to go, oh, holy crap. Maybe we should start caring and paying attention. What can I do to roll up my sleeves and save my country? Because if I don't save my country, I'm a goner. My kids are goners. And this whole thing goes to hell in a handbasket. So that's where we are.
By the time we get to that, though, Anne, it's like a day late and a dollar short.
I know. But that's human nature, Dr. Tenpenny. I know that your audience is very intelligent. They're probably prepared with food. They probably own gold, I would hope. They probably have some cash stashed away. They better have at least 6 months of food and water. That's the smart and prudent thing to do. Because I can tell you, when you go to the supermarket and your green pepper is $2.69, and that's not even organic, $5 for the organic one pepper, what do you think's coming? And we haven't even hit hyperinflation yet. So,
yeah, I was on the phone with somebody earlier this evening about that on the 22nd of this month, August the 22nd, is the next BRICS meeting.
Right.
You know, for the listener who don't know what that is, I mean, the BRICS are the alternative currency, global currency to disconnect from the dollar as the petrodollar, you know, thing. So it's Brazil, Russia, India, South Africa, and Argentina. And now I've heard that there are 17 to 18 more countries that are coming to that meeting, including Saudi Arabia and right. Iran. Are coming to that meeting to talk about returning to their own sovereign currencies backed by gold, disconnecting completely with the American dollars and the petrodollars. And I had somebody say to me, this was a few weeks ago, they said, think about this, you know, all the entire world has been forced to hold billions of dollars in reserve currency and reserve dollars, and you know, as a reserve currency. And if you can figuratively, whether this happens literally or not, but figuratively, think about big freighters just packed to the gills with U.S. $100 bills coming back to the shores here and dumping that currency into our markets. Inflation will be like it was just pre-Nazi world, that you used to take an entire wheelbarrow full of papers to go get a loaf of bread.
That's right. And it's happening. And the BRICS countries, you know, Putin seems to be the only adult in the room, frankly, on the world stage. And I'm not a Putin.
For a long time, I've thought he was the only adult in the room.
Yeah, well, I'm not a Putin apologist.
I don't think he's the villain that we try to make him out to be. I mean, we have to have a villain, and so we should throw a shoe at him. But he's, if you ever listen to his translations, he's like the only adult in the room.
I know, he is. He stands against child sex trafficking and the depravity of what we have become over here in the United States, and he loathes Hollywood. So, I mean, frankly, as far as I'm concerned, I'm aligned with him on the family values side of things. I do believe that there's some theater going on because, you know, they do want to be the king lapdog. I don't know that humanity has evolved, Dr. Penny, Tenpenny, to be where it needs to be, where humanity can accept other people and their cultures and just let them be. Right now we're being forced into migration. They're forcing, the homogenicity of all races coming together and blending into one. And I disagree with that. I have no problem with people wanting to move here, and I have no problem with people wanting to move other countries, but don't force it by the millions. God created Earth the way he did. He put people of different colors on different places and different parts all over the planet for a reason. He created us in his image, but his image is vast, and it includes some beautiful people with beautiful cultures, and we are just basically stripping all of that away to make everybody like everybody else, make us all the same, blend us all together. Because that's what these freaks want. These are people who don't believe in God. They don't see the bigger picture here. So Putin, I applaud the fact that BRICS is doing this. I think it's high time that we put the international bankers bankrupt and put them to bed. Let's get rid of it. But unfortunately, Americans are going to feel a lot of pain during that transition unless they are planning ahead. Food, water, and own gold and silver. I don't know who you want to buy yours from, but I would own it. And I would own it physically with you. I wouldn't just leave it in depository if you can get away with not doing that, because I just think that you should have your stuff on you at all times. I really do.
Yeah, and I would say there's, you know, other places that you can put your Federal Reserve notes that will always retain value, like land. I mean, right. Land is never going to go Absolutely. To zero. Now, they can confiscate your land, but they can also confiscate, you know, your property and things like that. But at least if we can maintain some level of stability, you know, land is never, that will never go to value and never go to zero. Like gold and silver will never go to zero. Right. You know, there's different things like people have talked about owning bullets, you know, whether or not
yeah.
You know, have bullet guns and bullets and gemstones and different things that are tradable. You know, I've said people need to stock up on toilet paper. They need to stock up on toilet paper. You know, I've heard Catherine Austin Fitz say that, you know, back in the day that she stocked up on those little tiny airplane sized bottles of vodka. Because that's what they, in World War II, one of the things that they used as a commodity to trade. And so she's bought a whole bunch of those little airplane-sized little things of vodka, cigarettes, matches, toilet paper. I mean, things that you think that could be tradable in terms of commodities, I think are equally as important in terms of prepping.
Well, Michael Yon has taught me a lot about prepping. He has what he calls eggs stashed all over the country. And that's just, you could walk into a bedroom and fill it with food. He's got probably five or six of those all over the country. And he's been warning people about this since January of 2020. Here it is. And like he says, I don't want to tell you I told you so. But at this point, if you're not already seeing the writing on the wall, God help you when the storm really hits, because we're in it. We just haven't felt the inner wall of the hurricane yet, but we're about to. And I think we're getting pretty darn close, actually. You're seeing Michael Burry. I don't know if you follow him. He was the guy... from the Big Short, the 2008 banking crisis. He is now shorting all the banks, shorting the S&P and the NASDAQ right now. So he is getting ready to jettison everything. He's gone long on prison stocks for a very dystopian view of the world, because I believe, you know, he believes private prisons are going to be very profitable, which tells you what they're going to be doing with all of us.
Well, as we close out here, Ann, take one last minute. We got just like about a minute and a half yet, but give people how they can follow you, what they can do to support you,
Great.
And follow your work.
Thank you. I appreciate that. My show actually follows yours right now with Ann Vandersteel at 8 o'clock East Coast time. So stay on the Brighteon channel. You'll see my show with the latest and greatest. You can also follow me at Ann Vandersteel on all social media. And right now, because we self-finance ourselves out in the field like this for a month with RVs and hotels and travel and food and gas, it's quite expensive. You can support us at our givesendgo.com/burningedge, because we're on Operation Burning Edge. So that's givesendgo.com/burningedge. Really appreciate all of your support out there. Thank you, Dr. Tenpenny.
Thank you so much for being here, Ann. And thank you all for joining us here tonight in the MyBrighteon.tv show on the Tenpenny Files on your health. Tonight, we talked about a lot of things on your health, like prepping for the future. That's very important to your health. So I want to say thank you so much for being here. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time on my morning coffee with Dr. T, where I bring your questions and answers. It's kind of my favorite show that I do all week. I do 7 shows a week, and that's kind of my favorite one. Join us at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning with Morning with Coffee with Dr. T. And with that, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible that I close all my programs with, whether it is live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, lean into God, trust Him for everything. He will never let you down. And thank you so much for joining me tonight. Stick around for a couple of extra minutes for some special announcements from our sponsors. We'll see you again next week, same place, same time, on Monday night for 7 o'clock Eastern time for the Tenpenny Files on your health. And thank you again so much for being here. Good night, everybody. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite. from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. There are an awful lot of people that are affiliates for Mike Lindell because we all really appreciate what he does for this country. We appreciate the hard work that he does, and we appreciate his products. He has more than 200 products in his store, everything from pillowcases and comforters to doggy beds and to wonderful slippers and bathrobes. There's something for everybody and something for everybody in each age group. I mean, one of the things that I really like a lot are the pillowcases, the children's Bible story pillowcases that I just think are such a great way when you tuck your child into bed at night to use these pillowcases that they come from his store to start to tell the story about Adam and Eve and Noah and the Ark and different things. And they're colorful and they're really pretty. So from children all the way up to, you know, gentlemen that want to have like nice slippers or to your dog, the doggy beds and things are just wonderful. So my pillow is a great place to shop for just about anything that you want. And if you use our affiliate code DRT, that helps us, that can benefit us, that helps Mike Lindell, and you'll get a great product for anybody that you're shopping for.